ত্বমেব মাতা চ পিতা ত্বমেব ত্বমেব বন্ধুশ্চ সখঃ ত্বমেব ত্বমেব বিদ্যা ত্রবিণম ত্বমেব ত্বমেব সর্বম মম দেব দেব। সহজ সাধনা এফর্টলেস অ্যাওয়ারনেস বাই স্বামী রাম সুকদাস মহারাজ জি। চ্যাপ্টার ওয়ান, রিয়েলাইজেশন অফ ফ্রিডম ফ্রম ইভলস। ম্যান, দ্য সোল, বিং ওনলি অ ফ্র্যাগমেন্ট অফ গড, ইজ আইডেন্টিক্যাল উইথ হিম ইন অ্যাট্রিবিউটস। অ্যাজ গড ইজ টোটালি ফ্রি ফ্রম ইভলস, সো ইজ ম্যান, and this freedom from evils is not acquired, it is innate and axiomatic. In the Ramacharitamanasa, Saint Tulasidasa declares, soul, being a fragment of God, in its nature is sentient, pure, and an embodiment of bliss. Chapter 7, Canto 117, verse 1. People have a strong conviction that they will attain God only after having freed themselves from evils. But the method of attaining God is quite different from that of gaining mundane materials. Mundane materials are acquired, while God, being eternally existent, is ever attained. The self or the soul is inherently free from evils and is ever attained. So this fact is to be accepted. This purity is not to be inculcated. Be indifferent to evils rather than try to wipe them out. If you try to get rid of them by accepting them in you, you will rather confirm them. The reason is that your wiping them out supposes their pre-existence. Every aspirant has the experience that evils were more forceful, more durable, and affected him more quickly than they do today. This difference in measure should encourage him that really these evils are not inherent in him. Had they been a part of his nature, this difference could not have been there. There is a difference in the measure of evils while there is no change in the self. It means that evils are distinct from the self. All evils such as desire, anger, greed, infatuation, pride and jealousy etc. are asat or unreal, that is, have no existence of their own and are born because of your affinity for the unreal. As while asleep, forgetting wakefulness, you dream, so by assuming relationship with the unreal, you become unaware of your inherent pure nature and feel yourself as impure. These evils make their dream-like appearance but have no existence of their own. Evils appear and disappear, while the unpolluted self ever remains the same. It is the common experience that evils flash while we remain intact. We feel appearance and disappearance of evils because of our inherent purity. It is a rule that what is felt is quite distinct from the self. Whatsoever impurities there may be, they are felt only in the mind and intellect, but never in the self. But by identifying the self with the mind and intellect, we assume that they are in us. The mind and intellect, being the evolutes of nature or prakriti, are perishable, while we, being imperishable, have no real relationship with the perishable mind and intellect. Then how can our relationship with the evils appearing in the mind and intellect stand? This is the principle that whatever does not exist in the beginning and the end has no existence at present also. ආදාවන්තේච යන්නාස්ති වර්තමානේපි තත්තාහ. මාණ්ඩුක්‍ය කාරිකා chapter 4 verse 31. As in a mirror neither there was an image before nor it will be afterwards nor it is actually at present though it appears, so is the case with evils. They were neither in us nor will remain in us, nor are they really in us at present, though they may appear. As we are free from evils, so are others, because the self of all is naturally free from all evils. Therefore, instead of finding fault with others, we should have an eye on the faultless self. If anyone performs an evil deed, we should think that being overpowered by the transitory evil, he performed it, but neither the evil nor its fruit is permanent. But the self remains unaffected. Moreover, if we find fault with a person, we shall be helpful in making him an evil person, because our renunciation, penance, and power, etc., will conduce him to be evil. So as a father and a teacher, etc., we should give advice to our sons or pupils by considering them faultless and their evils transitory, and thus try to free them from evils. If evils crop up in the mind and intellect, do not come under their sway. Gita chapter 4 verse 34. That is, don't act being impelled by those evils. By acting under their sway, the evils are strengthened. But if we do not act being swayed by them, we get encouraged. Suppose someone utters harsh words to us and we do not get angry, we feel pleased and encouraged that we escaped anger. But we should think that it has so happened by divine grace rather than by our own efforts. So an aspirant should never come under the sway of an evil, nor consider it in him as innate, even if it appears in him. The main flaw is the misuse of freedom bestowed upon us. It is up to us to accept the existence or non-existence of the unreal. We may indulge in evils such as fraud, forgery, and violence, etc., or not. Since we misused this freedom, we have been snared in the cycle of birth and death. So an aspirant, in order to safeguard himself against evils and the cycle of birth and death, should not misuse this freedom. When a man, by misusing his freedom, associates himself with the unreal, he gets attached to sensual pleasures born of his association with the unreal. This attachment to sensual pleasures is the root of all evils. Inclination and taste for the unreal, such as prosperity and pleasure, etc., and the desire to have and enjoy them, are the root of all evils. He who feels agony has a desire for contact-born sensual pleasures, because only the afflicted longs for any kind of pleasure. Only such an afflicted person relishes happiness in sensual pleasures, just as a hungry man relishes food. It is a rule that pain follows pleasure. Lord Krishna declares, "The pleasures born of contacts with objects are only sources of sufferings." Gita chapter 5 verse 22. Thus suffering precedes and follows pleasure. By knowing this fact, the desire for pleasure is renounced, because no one desires suffering. The moment we discard this desire for pleasure, we become conscious of our inherent purity. Flawlessness, that is freedom from evils, is not a product of efforts, but it is innate, natural, and axiomatic. If an aspirant holds that flawlessness is a product of efforts, egoistic feelings develops in him, and egoism is the root of all flaws. It is the duty of an aspirant to safeguard this flawlessness, that is, he should have a strong conviction that he is inherently free from all flaws and flaws can never enter him. Even then, if any evil appears before him, he should invoke God by uttering, "O Lord, O my Lord." The Lord looks after his devotees in all respects. Gita chapter 9 verse 22. He safeguards their flawlessness and frees them from those evils which merely flash. Then why should we worry? We should depend on his grace by holding that he who has made our flawlessness known to us will also safeguard it. By having this faith in his grace, flashing of evils will also cease. As invocation to God is a means to be conscious of our inherent flawlessness, so the strong conviction that we are free from evils is also a means. The existence of ease, that is the self, is totally free from all evils, flaws and blemishes, and there is no possibility of any kind of evil or flaw in it. That flawlessness is in it, automatic, natural, eternal and axiomatic. Having a strong conviction in this flawlessness, become completely calm and quiet. Thus by being calm, that is, by attaching a higher value to the flawless entity, we naturally realize the total lack of evils. Having once realized it, we never get deluded because it is not practice, it is rather an awareness of reality. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.